Want to be confident when talking about yourself and explaining what you do? Join my free 21-day confidence building course. You'll learn how to construct a personal elevator pitch, learn how to not be awkward in social situations, how to have awesome conversations, among other important skills to help you crush life. Best of all, it's free. Sign up now at freeconfidencecourse.com. From The C Method, my name is Christina Canters, and this is Stand Out, Get Noticed, the podcast that helps you communicate with confidence and clarity so you can get what you want in business and in life. To subscribe to the show and download the back catalogue, go to thecmethod.com/podcast. Hi guys, and welcome back to the show. I took a week off last week unintentionally. Things have been crazy in Christina land. If you follow me on Facebook, you'll know that I pitched my business, The C Method, as a finalist in the RMIT University Business Plan Competition. Now, I find out if I've won the $25,000 first prize tomorrow, which is pretty exciting, and I'll be reporting on that next week, of course. Anyway, I've got a rocking episode for you today. Let's get straight into it. I'm very excited to have my friend and YouTube sensation, James Tew, on the show, and he'll be sharing with you how to stand out using video. James recently started a video show called A Dad's Mission for Success, where he shares tips and advice on business and entrepreneurship in his own unique, entertaining style. Now, not long after he launched, his show was picked up by the Entrepreneur Network channel, and now his videos get thousands of views through their exposure. James is a really great example of how to be creative and get started in video, and we talk about why video is such a great marketing tool, how to overcome your fears of the haters and overcome the self-doubts, and also some simple steps for getting started. Show notes for this episode will be at thecmethod.com/James. Okay, let's get into it. Please welcome the very charismatic Mr. James Tew. So I liked your video about the green smoothies.
Did you?
I just had a green smoothie just then.
Yeah.
Can I give you a word of advice?
Yes.
Do not put frozen avocado in your smoothie.
Well, no, I wouldn't put frozen avocado.
Just in case you're considering it, that will mess your smoothie up.
Yeah,
it's so not a good time.
A friend of mine was telling me about his green smoothie. I think he puts avocado in it. I don't think he puts frozen avocado. But yeah, I mean, I haven't had a green smoothie in a few days now, but I was trying to do 30 days of green smoothies. I kept running out of greens, so I just sort of gave up. But it's like so hard. I don't know if you can buy spinach and cucumber. But that video was really fun to make. And I was actually interviewed this morning, so you're the second interview this week, and I've got three more to go. I wanted and this guy, Bellagio, he asked me, he's like, you know, why do you make videos about like relationships, green smoothies? And I was like, well, there's two reasons, right? One, green smoothies are freaking massive. Like, people just love green smoothies. It's one of the most searched for topics on YouTube at the moment. And two, it's just an obscure relation that I can still sort of relate it to, but is about business and I can still sort of give a lesson. And so immediately when people see the title, they're like, what the heck is he talking about? And it just sort of piques the interest, right? And gets people on the video. And that's one of the reasons why I think it's like really cool to think outside the box.
Mm. That's why I wanted to speak to you.
Oh, there we go.
That's why I wanted to get you on the show.
Maybe that's the perfect segue into the show from our chat.
I was trying to do that nice and surreptitiously.
Yeah.
But now you've gone and told everyone that that's the segue. Oh,
we're into it now.
That's all right.
They don't need to hear the banter.
That's
the pre-show banter.
Hey, you actually started with a podcast, the Rebrand podcast.
Did.
Why did you switch to video?
Everyone hated my show. Podcasting got me down, you know, down and out. And there's a couple of reasons why I came across the video. Firstly, the podcast was amazingly good fun. And that was how you and I originally first met, for all the listeners wondering why we're so witty and casual with each other. And I interviewed you on your creativity.
And that just killed all your passion for podcasting. You're like, Christina, yeah, that's it.
I'm done. I cannot compete.
How can you get bigger than that? There's nowhere to go after me.
Who's next? God? I don't know. Yeah, so podcasting's fun, right? And I still have the show. It's still available on Audio Boom, who you introduced me to. And occasionally I put up an episode. The reason I think my podcast didn't take off as I had all these grand illusions, you know, I was going to be the face of podcasting for Australia and all this sort of load of baloney. But it didn't take off because it wasn't unique. It wasn't creative. It was a cookie cutter approach. It was, let's get someone on. Let's talk about them. Meh, right? Like it wasn't, it was missing something. It was missing sass, lack of a better term. And I'm a very visual person. Whenever I speak to people, if I go to like an event or a conference or something like this, like I'm always waving my arms around. And if anyone's seen any of my videos, like I tend to wave my arms and throw it at the camera and stuff. And with podcasting, I just felt that was sort of like my limit for me. Like I couldn't get that across. My personality couldn't come across in voice enough because I wasn't doing most of the talking. Like I was interviewing people. So video, like I had a DSLR laying around that we used to like just shoot family photos and stuff. And I'd said to my wife that I'd always really wanted to get back into video. I did a lot as a teenager, like just shooting dumb skate movies. And I was like, well, I've got all this knowledge that I've collected over the years. You know, maybe I should just make some videos because my personality will come out in video a lot better. And she's like, you're an idiot. I was like, okay, cool. I'll go buy some lights then. So I went and bought some video lights off eBay. They're like $100. And I literally just pushed all the rubbish and all the crap aside in my garage, made like one single clean line for where I stand. I, you know, hung up a canvas I had laying around and put a snowboard that I've never used and I bought for $90 because it was on sale.
You never used that snowboard. I saw it and I was like, hey, I like this guy. I've got a surfboard
out of the frame. I might put the surfboard in there, just change it up, see what people say. And yeah, I made the switch because, you know, people say video is a saturated market. Like 300 hours of video being uploaded every minute to YouTube. I'm like, yes, okay, yeah, it is. But video is not a saturated market when we look for good quality content. I mean, how many of those hours being uploaded every minute are teeny boppers chasing around One Direction and Five Sauce going, oh my God, oh my God. Or how many of those hours?
There's a lot of terrible videos.
Exactly. Like, how many of those hours is Minecraft videos? Or how many are like World of Warcraft videos? Whereas, you know, like I had a look at a lot of the entrepreneur stuff people are doing. The big name guys pay production companies to come in and shoot for them. But a lot of us commoners, myself and you included, tend to shoot pretty ordinary looking video because one, we don't want to spend all the money on like equipment rather than investing in ourselves and our business. And two, we don't know what the frick to talk about. And a lot of people aren't comfortable in front of cameras. So it's sort of like become sort of my mission now that evolved from wanting to be the face of podcasting and being that guy to now really focusing on helping entrepreneurs build relationships and grow strength, courage, and confidence to build their brand with video. And the reason why strength is in there is because it takes like a lot of like self, like, you know, like a lot of internal strength and courage and self-confidence to really just do it and get it out there. And I feel like I'm the sort of guy to help people do that and bring that and just, you know, light a fire into people's bums and make them do it.
That's great. Because I know that video, especially seeing yourself on video, especially for the first time or the first few times, is extremely confronting for a lot of people. And I know that a lot of people know that, oh, yeah, I should do video. I should do more of that. But it's just very, very scary. So I congratulate you for doing that.
Thanks, man.
So your show is Dad's Mission for Success.
Yeah. That's sort of the umbrella show.
What's the story behind that?
It was sort of a long – when I started the Rebrand podcast, right, I really wanted to focus on rebranding your mindset and thinking less about just, you know, going to school, getting a job, and just paying the bills for your family. And being a 27-year-old dad of four girls, I'm just a dad trying to make a difference in the world. Like we were talking about world domination in the pre-chat, but, you know, I don't want to dominate the world, but I want to, like, leave a legacy and be that legacy in the fact that, you know, I've been successful in helping 100,000 entrepreneurs achieve their dreams or whatever it is. And I think we all define success differently. So it was really just a really practical way of saying, look, I'm a dad. I'm on a journey to achieve something that I deem to be success, be that, you know, money, or whatever. And I want you to join me. And the show is really about a journey. And I think that shows in the fact that every month I publish a monthly mission update, which is like, you know, and sort of the mission stuff is a play in my my former, well, my career. And I publish a monthly mission update, and from everything, right? Like from like, here's how many Facebook likes I got this month. Here's how many unlikes I got. Here's how much money I made. Last month was $2.19. That's all I made. Right? Like not much. And it's all about transparency. And I really want to take people on this journey and say, look, man, I'm 27, four kids. If I can do this stuff, you there at 44 with a whole heap of cash behind you, you can do this too. It's just a matter of putting yourself out there, being vulnerable, being open, and being open to, you know, people helping and helping other people. You can do it too. And that's really sort of, you know, I was hoping that the Dad's Mission for Success would really just sort of like trigger something in people. And I mean, it has. It's sort of stuck, which is cool. It's better than only getting like 10 listens per episode on a podcast.
Well, you have a very entertaining way of presenting.
Thank you.
I must say.
Thank you.
Your videos are really funny. I really like them.
Well, that's the thing. Like we talk about video, and we talk about entrepreneurship and business and stuff. It's really freaking boring. Like it's boring stuff. Like half the stuff is like, if you want to get more likes on YouTube and stuff, you know, well, let's stop. Let's take a bit of, you know, let's approach it in a different way. Let's approach it in a fun way. Let's poke fun at ourselves and let's just, you know, bring like obscure humor. And, you know, I'm not naturally a funny guy. I'm just an idiot who just puts it on camera, you know.
I think you are a naturally funny guy because it's working for you, because you're coming across as you're very humorous when you come across, and you have a way with, you know, how to edit things together and add in the music and everything. Actually, you didn't have music at the start, did you?
No,
I didn't
have music at the start, and that's something I certainly learned over the course of sort of the last 10 weeks is, you know, like, oh, I've never been to film school. If anyone's listening going, oh, this guy knows how to edit because he's been to film school. I've never done that. I spent probably a better part of like 6 or 7 months watching YouTube tutorials because I was too chicken to do video and put myself on camera. And so I just watched all these tutorials on how to make videos. And I got to the point where it was like the rubber needs to hit the road, and I just did it, right? And just learned throughout the way. And there was one thing, music was one thing that I learned. And I thought about it in a practical way, you know, just recently. And I was like, well, how much of the budget do Hollywood blockbuster films put into their music scores? You know, like huge amounts. You know, and that's really what makes a movie. Would a horror movie be the same without dramatic music?
No, absolutely not.
Exactly. So why aren't we using music to emphasize points? And by that, I mean, you know, if you watch a video and I try and do this, if I'm trying to hit home like a really important point in the video, I'll always stop the music. Because like everyone's listening along, they're listening along. Maybe it's in the background, they're not really paying attention. But then suddenly the music stops and I lay down a truth bomb. People naturally go, huh? And yeah. Something's changed. Something's changed in this environment. What's up? And that's sort of one way that I use to hit home points in the video.
Tell me about the very first video you put out.
Yeah. Man, I looked like a bum. I was like wearing $5 flannel. I hadn't shaved in like 3 weeks. And that was part of the plan. I'd like to say that it was all natural, but it was always part of a plan to just come across as real and as raw as possible. And it's still something I'm emulating. I don't go and brush my hair. I'm losing my hair at a rapid pace. So, you know, I've got to maintain as much of it as I can. But like the first video was something, I think I heard it from Noah Kagan years ago about how to find out what people actually want. And I guess that's, you know, one of the biggest issues when people are starting businesses or when people are starting anything new is like, what exactly do I create? Because I don't know, I don't have an audience, I don't have anyone I can survey, whatever. And I'm sure it was Noah, and he said it, and he was like, you know, go to the 3-star reviews on Amazon in the Kindle section and just read the 3-star reviews for, you know, 10 or 20 books and see if there's any common themes, and then go and address those common themes because that's what people are complaining about. And so I just did that in a video. I think it was like 2:50 or something like that, and it just got a massive reaction, right? Like I use self-deprecating humor, so I just made fun of myself a little bit, and people pointed out and said, stop doing that, you know, it's funny the first time, the second time it's just stupid. So, you know, it was just a sort of a feedback loop, but it was just raw, man. Like and it was really fun. I look back on it now going, would I change things? I probably wouldn't change it. You know, like, you know, when you release your first podcast episode, you're like, oh, that's horrible. Yeah, it wasn't terrible. It wasn't good either, but
you got to start somewhere.
Exactly. And I think, you know, like I put up a photo on Instagram the other week. The only person you should compare yourself to is yourself, like where you started from. There's no point me looking at you and going, oh, you know, Christina's so much more successful than me, and which I do every day. But I'm just like, oh, you know, like I shouldn't compare myself to, you know, the Lewis Howes. And I know that you're a big fan of Lewis, but, you know, I shouldn't look at him and go, oh, why aren't I like Lewis? Well, you know, I could want to emulate his successes, but I shouldn't compare myself and I shouldn't get down on myself because of what, you know, influencers have been doing it 10, 20 years. You know, these guys are doing, you know, I've been doing it like 2 years. Mm.
Yeah, I think that's something that we always need to remind ourselves of. I know when I first got started, I was like, why is this not happening? Why is that not happening? And then I realized, Christina, you've been doing this for 3 months. Just calm the F down.
Yeah, yeah. Calm your farm.
Or as Calvin Coyles would say, cool your tits.
Yeah, yeah. There's a funny theme about that one. I don't know if you've seen it off the sentence here. It's like tits going everywhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's funny.
Okay, I look forward to it. Let's talk about being creative.
Yes.
Because that's something I know you're a big fan of. I'm a big fan of it. And you're clearly letting your creative juices flow with your video series, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
So we both know the importance of being creative. And I just want to know what's been so far the biggest benefit to you.
It's just standing out, right? Like I think when we talk about creativity, look, whenever someone says be creative, the first thing I immediately think of is your rap to Pat. And I included that in a video recently, right? Sorry.
I appreciate that.
Again, like that massive band flu at the moment.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so whenever someone says, you know, you need to let your creativity go, I automatically just go Christina, because that was like, for me, I think that's one of my biggest inspiration points. And I'm not just saying that because I'm on your show, but I'm like genuinely impressed and consistently, you know, inspired by that video. And I show everyone that I can, right? Like I'm not just saying that, because that the way that you did that, just put yourself out there in such a vulnerable position, but you reaped so many rewards. And I think if we're talking about creativity and we're thinking about how we can be creative, I think, you know, a lot of the most successful creative things, we have to put ourselves out there and we have to be vulnerable to criticisms and we have to be vulnerable and be different, right? People criticize people for being different. Have a think about like bullying and stuff like that. People pick on different people. And that's what creativity is, you know? If it wasn't people beasting on like Steve Jobs when he created Apple, or, you know, like I'm sure Walt Disney was picked on because he sort of like wanted to make animated movies at the time. And, you know, they were making still stop motion movies and all that sort of stuff. Right. I think we really have to just let our true self be unleashed. And the latest video I did, which was last week, was on, how to stand out. And I think, you know, and that's the one that you were in, and really putting yourself out there and just saying, you know what, I'm going to give this a crack. You have to have that thick skin to sort of just go, you know what, I don't really care what people think, but, you know, just think wild. You know, we're living in such an inspirational age where we can do things like get on Skype and interview for podcasts, or, you know, I can incorporate a video that you've done in the past that's inspired me to unleash my creativity and just say, you know what, stuff it. I don't care what people think. That sort of inspires me. And that's really what I try and get across to people. People are very, I say this with, you know, like, I'm not like trying to like throw everyone in the same basket or anything, but, you know, traditionally people are very reserved. We don't want to put ourselves in a vulnerable position because we're afraid of what people will think about us. But I think to be different, to stand out and be creative and be considered to be creative, you need to put yourself in that vulnerable position and really just sort of like, well, suck it up and just get it done.
Definitely. I've witnessed this firsthand where someone's been afraid to put themselves out there. I had a friend approach me and actually say, hey, I want to reach out to this person because I want they wanted to have their work, their artwork displayed in this particular venue.
Yeah.
And they wanted to get in touch with the person who was curating. And they said, oh, do you think this email's okay? I said, it's okay, but if you really want their attention, I would make them a video.
Yeah.
And I explained how cool a video would be and how it would really work and get their attention, blah, blah, blah. And they were super enthusiastic. And they were like, yeah, cool. Yeah, sounds good. Absolutely. Yeah, I'll do a video.
Yeah.
And then the next day I went up to them. I was like, hey, how'd you go with that video? And they said, oh, I decided not to do it.
Yeah.
I said, why not? And they said, oh, I didn't want them to think that I was being creepy or come across as creepy. I said, do you know for a fact that you would come across as creepy? And they were like, no, but I just think that they would. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, you know, and that's a perfect example of like doing a video of yourself and potentially coming across as creepy is a risk, right? Yeah. That's a risk. You don't know if they're going to think that you're creepy or not, but how will you ever know unless you do it? And the benefits, if it actually works, is going to be amazing. They're going to be huge. So I think a lot of people sort of, they get enthusiastic about creative ideas and then they start to overthink it.
Yeah.
And go, oh, but this might happen, this might happen, this might happen. And then it just kills the enthusiasm.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. And I think if we want to be successful in life, if we want to achieve anything in life, if it was easy, everyone would have done it. You know, if it wasn't risky, if it wasn't putting ourselves on the line and, you know, reputation, I'm going to put reputation in quote unquote there, but you know, you just got to do it. And this is the thing, like everyone's like, how do you make such creative videos? I wish I could tell you I have this amazing creative process where I like lay on a sunbed and I'm, you know, I just creative ideas come to me. 9 times out of 10, I'm in the freaking shower or I'm driving to work or something. And I'm like, oh, what am I going to do? And like I jump out of the shower and like turn on the voice memo on my phone. I just yell at my phone for like 30 seconds. And then like I go back and revisit it. So it's not this magical process. Don't think that Christina, you know, for the audience listening, don't think Christina and I have the secret sauce and we're drinking from the same Kool-Aid. The only Kool-Aid we're drinking from is that we're willing to, you know, just put ourselves out there regardless of what the next person thinks.
Yeah. That's a big part of it. It's just not caring, really.
Yeah, I don't give a
crap. And the thing is, the more you do it, the easier it gets too. It's just like anything that's difficult at the start.
Yep.
So you think of something cool, you implement it, you see that, hey, that actually worked. And then it helps those idea juices to flow as well, the more ideas you have.
Yeah, and the more you put yourself out there, the more feedback you're going to get, the more things people are going to say and offer you feedback, like, you know, feedback and criticisms, but also just say, I love this about this. And that's what I found is like producing the videos and consistently producing the videos. So like once every Wednesday, and then I'm going to start doing Friday and Sundays as well. Consistently producing those, people will now expect them. I got an email from someone the other day going, where was the Friday video? I was like, Sunday. Where was the Sunday video? I was like, man, I was like dying on the couch. Like I didn't want to like produce like a less than perfect video for you because I know the standards are set high. And but you know, that consistency, and I think, you know, once you get yourself into a rhythm, you're going to find creative ideas in a lot of different spaces. You know, the video about green smoothies was because I was trying to do a green smoothie challenge that I failed miserably, but it just came to me. I was like, you know, this is an obscure way of telling a story, and it is all about storytelling, but it's how you deliver the story that's exciting and, you know, passion filled to people.
And I think bringing in inspiration from different areas of your life.
Yeah, definitely.
Also works. So like you don't even snowboard, but you brought a snowboard into your
own snowboard. All right. Hey, I have to defend myself for this one, counselor.
So much for transparency, James. Cheers.
Yeah. So I have let me clear the air here. I bought a snowboard because it was on sale from $300 to $99, and I bought the snowboard. But my wife was like 30 weeks pregnant, due to have our fourth daughter, and I was like, well, I'm going to go snowboarding, and she's like, no, you bloody hell not. I'm not blaming her. I'm just saying that it was her fault. that I didn't get to go snowboarding, but and the fact that to like go snowboarding in Australia is like ridiculously expensive. I had to like sell a kidney to afford a lift pass.
Yeah, it is bloody expensive. So your YouTube show has been picked up by another channel.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Uh-huh.
Entrepreneur?
Yeah.
Is that the name of the channel?
Entrepreneur Network.
Network.
Well, that's the network. Cool. It's Entrepreneur's official channel. Entrepreneur.com's official channel, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So what happens with that?
So my shows get syndicated across there, or I produce exclusive content for them. And the videos go live on Sunday. Part of the parcel of like coming on as a channel partner is they sort of help me create my content, make connections with me, that sort of stuff, in exchange for like a portion of the revenue. So you know, out of the $2, I think they get $7 or like 7 cents or something. It's more for the fact that they have some pretty interesting, read into this how you will, interesting channel partners, and the content that they're producing is good. Like, I think that there's value in the content. I think the production of the content can be improved. And that's really sort of my next step, is really trying to help them work with the people who are channel partners to make sure that the channel is really cool and really good production value. And it just means that my show gets shared to their 122,000 subscribers on YouTube, which is really good. I mean, it's netted me. I think it's really sort of skyrocketed. It's skyrocketed my profile in the fact that I now have the ability to say that I am a partner with entrepreneur.com. It also has helped the number of subscribers. I think I checked today in the last 28 days, I had 130 new subscribers or something. So, yeah. And I mean, YouTube, people say like 130 subscribers, this is pretty easy to, it's pretty easy to get. But, you know, YouTube is actually really difficult to get subscribers unless you're like 14, an absolute babe, and love flat sauce. And, you know, I am neither one of those three things.
But you do have a very cool shower cap.
I borrowed that from my 4-year-old. So
if you haven't seen, James wears this hot pink shower cap in one of his videos.
Yeah, and it's how to grab attention.
Quite stunning.
How to grab attention. So they've asked us to actually, this is going to be really cool. They've asked us to produce a video on entrepreneurial nightmares, and one of my nightmares is I actually deleted my entire Rebrand podcast website by accident. I was trying to migrate to a new host, and I just freaking wiped the whole thing. So that's really sort of my nightmare, what I'm going to be touching on. But it's for Halloween, like it's for the Halloween season they have in the States. Yeah. So, it's a really good partnership in closing. It's done wonders for me, and, I'm really excited to see what happens in the future. And, you know, hopefully that can sort of lead to me being a contributor on the website as well. And, you know, lead to other job opportunities, speaking opportunities, that sort of stuff.
What's your favorite thing to speak about?
Probably how to stand out using video. And I did a webinar on this yesterday and stuffed it up. But it is now available on YouTube if you want to go and have a look at it. I re-recorded this morning.
Tell me about your webinars. How often are you doing them?
I'm going to try and do one every 2 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where can people jump on the webinars?
They will be sporadically promoted via my website and also my Twitter, which is James_Chu. And also my mailing list as well. So if you go to my YouTube channel, you can join the Success Army.
Awesome.
From YouTube. Actually, you know what? I'll make you a special landing page because you're awesome. So if you go to jameschu.me/Christina and you can jump on there. And I'll send you a couple of free gifts as well. I've got some free stuff that I can...
I love freebies.
Yeah, so that one's sort of like a framework that I use to create my videos. And also some tools and some snappy tutorials that you guys can check out as well.
What's your step number one for someone who is brand new to video and they've never made a video before?
Go and watch some tutorials on it. Check out mine or check out some on YouTube. I think have an idea of what you want to convey in your video. The technical aspect, that's easy to teach, right? But I think you need to have sort of a clear focus on where you wanted to go. Like for me, mine was all about the journey. I wanted to take people on a journey from, you know, being that employee to now being that entrepreneur. And I wanted to teach some lessons along the way of stuff that I've picked up over the last couple of years. So I think having a clear idea of the content, or at least the sort of general theme of your show or the general theme of your videos, is a lot better than just sporadically producing them. Because then, you know, people can follow the consistency through. They can sort of, it's more likely for people to join and subscribe to your channel or follow your page on Facebook. And that's been another great thing for producing videos, is that Facebook freaking loves videos, which means, you know, my page has gone from like 47 likes to nearly 400.
Mm.
So, you know, I think having a consistent theme, and one thing that I'm really trying to do and something that I would promote and encourage people to do if they do want to get into video, don't just launch into it just yet. Have a considered thought about, firstly, how often can you commit to making one? Maybe it's once a week, maybe it's twice a week, maybe it's once a month. But having that consistency means that you can tell your audience when to expect new stuff from you and new content. It's like a podcast. And secondly, I would work out themes for, you know, if you're producing once a week. So for me, October is really like a self-reflection and really like a self-interest type of month. So go and buy yourself like a year calendar or even just a couple of months or write it on a piece of paper. Work out a theme for that month, an overarching theme, and then devise your sort of content strategy around those themes. So, you know, for November, I'm really going to be focusing on like forward planning and like expectations, how to set your expectations up properly. And so then I can lead into December, which is sort of like, you know, embracing the rest, embracing the downtime, and making sure that you still look after yourself, because in the end, we flog ourselves on these sort of stuff. And we often forget about ourselves, you know, like health slips, relationships, that sort of stuff. So for me, like, that's my next couple of months, right? I've already sort of planned that. January, it's going to be, you know, how do you go from sort of that rest period, and how do you, you know, because we sort of have that lull. A lot of people take holidays, a lot of people take vacations, that sort of stuff. How can we build up the momentum and hit the ground running in January? Like, how can we maintain the rage for X amount, you know, that long? And how can we sort of get our businesses back up and running? Or how can we finally put, you know, like, put our money where our mouth is, or the actions what we wanted to do? So yeah, theming it out, I think, is really important. The technical aspect, that's incredibly easy, because smartphones these days come with like HD quality video, and just with a couple of simple tools that you can just really step your game up. And so, you know, that comes, and I'm actually, the next webinar I'm doing is shooting video from your smartphone, building your brand with smartphone video. So that would be really cool if anyone wanted to check it out. That'll be available as well. I'll put a link in your special download section.
Excellent. Do you do all your videos at once for the week?
I should, but no. that has been my intention, and I do have time set aside every Tuesday morning when I'm not doing webinars or interviews to do that. So I've scheduled in like 4 hours. Hopefully it's starting next week. It's meant to start 3 weeks ago. But I will film all of them. I'll change my shirt in between one so it looks like I'm not filming. Actually, you know what? Nah, it'll just be a shirt of the week. You know?
Same shirt.
Shirt of the
week. Transparency, James.
Yeah, I will film all four, all three, possibly four, depending on what I'm doing.
Cool. Where can people, what's your YouTube name, channel
yeah,
name?
Just punch in James Tew on YouTube and you'll find me.
So it's James Tew, T-E-W.
Yeah.
Just in case people are thinking it was like Chew.
Yeah, Chewbacca. I have that. Every time like I meet someone, they're like, oh, you're not Asian. I'm like, yeah, I know. And like, oh, that was awkward. I was like, no, it's okay. But, you know, yeah. And the amount of times that I get
I think it's the Aussie pronunciation.
Yeah,
like
it's
James Tew, like as opposed to James Tew.
Tew.
Sounds very proper, doesn't it?
In the motherland. people can just find me on YouTube, James Tew. And like I said, if, you know, when this goes live, I'll bang this out today. Go to jamestew.me/Christina and I'll have like I'll just drop heaps.
Cool stuff. Video. Cool stuff.
I'll just put everything I have on video for you guys. Specifically Christina's audience, they can go check it out. Mm.
And I think, and your videos are especially good to watch as well, just to see videos from someone who has just started recently.
Yeah.
Because it's very easy to look at a famous YouTuber's videos and go, oh, I could never get to that level because they're so good. Or like they've been doing it for so, so long. They've just, you know, got it down to a, you know, they've 100% nailed it.
Yeah.
Not that you haven't 100% nailed it, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
You can go back to James's first videos and see what he was like at the very beginning and actually follow his journey throughout the months. Because how old is the show now?
11th of August was my first one, so I've just ticked over 2 months. So it's not long, not old.
You've achieved a lot in a short space of time.
Yeah, and that was, and you know, I know you got to run, but you know, just quickly, like I think everyone, if you are starting something or you have started something, take a minute sometimes to just be really mindful of your surroundings and what people are saying to you. If I hadn't paid attention to what people were saying to me about these videos, I probably wouldn't be in the position I am now. The fact that like I released a video and the day after I got an email from someone saying, yeah, that's really cool. To me, like I had to take a step back and go, you know, this is the right thing. So just if that's like my last parting piece of advice for like this show is, always take moments out of your day, if not every day, at least once a week, to be mindful of the feedback and the actual conversations that you have had that week or that day about your stuff. All right. Don't always think negative about your stuff. Be mindful what other people, you know, and we talked about not caring what other people think, but like, this is like real feedback. Be mindful of real feedback and, you know, be a sponge for that sort of stuff and just sort of grow that way. Just really be mindful of what people are saying and what people love about your stuff.
Mm. Well, that's what happened with me. Like when I did the Pat Flynn video, that wasn't intentionally to get other people's attention.
Yeah, it just happened.
But then I got all this great feedback from it. I thought, oh, maybe this is something I should do more of, or maybe this is something that I'm particularly good at.
Yeah.
So, yeah, being aware of what other people are saying specifically good things about you.
Yeah. Ignore the haters.
Ignore the haters. Actually, love the haters because it shows that you're actually doing something worth hating.
Exactly. If people just hate on you because they haven't done it themselves.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show, James. Thank you so much
for sharing
your wisdom with us.
Anytime.
It's been great hearing your story. I know we've known each other for a little while, but we haven't actually had a good chat about where you've been going with your new show and everything. So it was great to learn more about that.
Thank you.
And to see how you're doing.
Appreciate it.
Big thanks again to James Tew for joining me on the show this week. JamesTew.me/Christina is the site, again, that you can check out for those freebies. And I'll pop links to that page, James's show and so on, in the show notes at thecmethod.com/James. And that wraps up episode 30. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I'll see you next week. Keep on being awesome. My name's Christina Canters, and this has been Stand Out, Get Noticed.